The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The Couple Next Door is brought to you today in part by Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub and Carter's Little Liver Pills. Do you remember? How long has it been since you've really felt like dancing? What's stopping you? Minor pains of arthritis or rheumatism? Well, then it's time to massage in new Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub. Its major active ingredients really promote a warm, soothing effect within 30 seconds. You'll see that Deep Heat Rub is absorbed by the skin. For effective temporary relief from the minor pains of arthritis or rheumatism, use greaseless, stainless Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub.
Deep Heat.
Yes. Well, all fine, yes, I'm expecting her. Ask her to come right in.
Hello, dear.
Well, hi, come on in.
Oh, it's so nice of you to call and ask me downtown for lunch. Didn't I? Felt as though I had a date.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much. If we weren't married, I'd ask you for a date.
Oh,
hey, you look snazzy. Yeah. New hat, huh?
How you like it?
Oh, it's very nice. Turn around.
Oh.
Boy, now, we have a problem.
What is it?
Mr. Clayton called.
Oh, you mean he's withdrawn?
No. But he wants us to decide by today whether we'll sell the house or not.
Today? Well, this whole thing just came up last night.
No, I know, but he's going out of town on Thursday, and he doesn't know when he'll be back. And since his wife and children will be coming on, he wants to make sure that he's got a place for
us. Well, he said he thought he could give us at least a month to vacate.
I know, darling, I know. But we got to understand his position, too.
You don't want to sell our house, do you?
No. But on the other hand, I doubt if we'll ever get an offer like this.
It's so sudden, I don't know. Take me to lunch. Can't think on an empty stomach.
Okay.
The miracle for liver bile. It is a medical fact that liver bile emulsifies fat. Actually breaks down fatty solids to form a smooth, easy-flowing mix. In your body, too, liver bile helps break down fat. Many favorite foods reach the digestive tract as undigested fatty solids. Your liver bile helps break down this fat for easier digestion. And Carter's Little Liver Pills is the only proof, clinical proof, that it improves liver bile flow while it relieves irregularity. Remember, your golden liver bile emulsifies fatty solids in your digestion, breaks them down for easier digestion. So for sluggish, headache, nervous irregularity, get Carter's and bile flow while relieving irregularity. Carter's Little Liver Pills, 54 cents.
How's your lobster Newberg?
It's fattening, that's how it is. Oh, good.
Now then, as I see it, another thing in favor of selling the house is the fact that it is an old house and it's going to keep on more and more repairs.
Well, Fred.
Well.
Hello, Fred.
I saw you two sitting over here. Thought I'd better come over and congratulate.
Congratulate us? On what?
Selling your house.
Well, we haven't really made up. This just happened last night. How could you...
Eleanor called me at the office. Said you two girls have been gabbing on the phone this morning.
Oh, yes, Roger.
And, pal, that you're making a nice little profit.
There's nothing definite.
Listen, grab it. This is the time to do it. Be smart, boy. With industry coming in, this town is going to boom.
Yeah?
You build your new house before prices shoot up. Fields and labor. Take my advice. Tell you what. I'll drop over to your place tonight. If you're building a house, I've got some good ideas for you. If you want them.
Oh, sure. Okay, Fred, I'll see you tonight.
Yes, see you, Fred.
Well, apparently we are selling.
I didn't tell Elmer, definitely.
Mention the prophet? Look, do women tell each other everything?
I didn't say how much.
What did you do? Get on the phone and call all your friends this morning?
Elmer was the only one I talked to, and I certainly didn't... Oh, Carol!
Oh, hi, Carol.
Sit down, sit down. I'm on my way to the dentist, but I had to stop and say hello to you two brave, courageous people.
What do you mean?
I saw Frances Cooper at the hairdresser, and she told me.
Well, aren't you the one building your wife a new house?
Yeah, aren't I the one, though?
Well, I don't know how Frances knew anything about it. I mean, anyhow, it isn't definitely...
Well, with your luck, Harry and I built our house. Now, I'd never go through that again. Of course, we're glad now that it's over, but if I'd known then what I know now...
What do you mean?
I don't mean to discourage you, but I can tell you this much. Plan on it costing you twice as much as you thought it would.
Yeah.
You can't get workmen, you can't get materials. You suddenly need hundreds of permits every day for months. And you keep thinking, nothing else could go wrong. But it does. It does. Oh, honestly, you haven't sold your house yet. Take my advice and stay put. It's a charming place, really, and you're going to be awfully sorry if you give it up.
Well, it isn't only that, Carol. This may be a good business.
Well, take your time. Whatever you do, don't decide in a hurry. I got to go to dinner.
Goodbye,
Carol. Don't decide in a hurry, she says. Well, that's marvelous advice, considering the fact that we have to let him know today.
Carol's funny, though, isn't she, really?
Listen, she's so funny, she's right. It's no picnic building a house. Look, she is right. You know, you should not decide in a hurry.
Oh, are you going to pay attention to Carol?
Well,
I bet she did have a time building a house. She is so fussing, she changes her mind every 2 minutes. I bet she drove the workman crazy. It doesn't discourage me at all.
Well, if I can find our waiter, I'll get her some coffee. Waiter!
Sir, it does cost a little more money than we think now. Do you look what we save in the long run on repairs?
Oh, funny, it'd be fun building a house.
Yeah, fun, huh? Planning and all that, huh?
Oh, let's have our new house now while we're, well, fairly young anyhow, so we can really enjoy it.
Thanks for that. Yeah, maybe we can have it ready by October and we'll have a fire in the fireplace today.
Well, hey, holding hands in public is against the law.
All right. Sit down.
No, look, I'm late now. I was talking to Fred Kendall over there. Told me you're thinking of selling your house.
Yeah, seems like a pretty nice deal we got.
Don't do it.
And I... What?
Don't do it. This is no time to be selling your house.
Well, Fred seemed to think that this was just the
time. Hold on another year. Then we'll have a real boom of industry here. You'll get a lot more of your place then.
Well, gee, I don't know, Joe. This seems like a pretty good thing right now.
Okay. I didn't mean to butt in.
No, you're not. I'm glad to get your advice.
Of course, I don't blame you for wanting to build your own place. You know, we built ours. All the week now, we had more darn fun planning it and watching it go up day by day.
Did you have a lot of problems, you know?
Oh, yes, I guess so. It just made it more interesting.
Uh-huh.
You just can't let them get you down. You know, the trouble with people who build a house, they expect it to be ready the next day so they can move in. They don't enjoy the fun of building it.
That's true, Joe. Yes, I can see that.
Yeah, sure, Joe. You don't think I should sell now, huh?
Well, look, who am I to tell you? I mean, it's your house.
No, I just mean, what do you think?
I told you. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, this is such a darn good deal. I don't see how I could get much more.
Look, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Not often, but... Hey, nice to see you. Hey, beautiful. Don't let them do anything I wouldn't do.
Huh?
I'll see you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Joe. I'll call you.
Okay, do that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we better not sell. Joe's pretty smart, you know, when it comes to figuring out business trends and all that.
No, he's no smarter than you are.
No, he's okay. He's a pretty intelligent guy, Joe.
Shouldn't so much intelligence when he married Louise.
Huh? Oh, no. She was kind of a pain in the neck. Look, are you still holding it against her that she burned a hole in our coffee table?
Yes, I am. It was right in the middle of the table. I can't even hide it. And all she said was, look what I did. She never even said she was sorry.
Oh, look, the heck with that now. But I think maybe we better forget the whole thing.
Well, if there's anything I can do about the leather and wood, it burned clear through. I'd have to have a whole new top.
No, darling. Not the coffee table. I'm talking about the...
What?
Well, our house, darling. Selling our house.
Oh,
our
house. Yes. I mean, you don't want to.
Well, you heard Joe.
And I heard Fred and Carol and...
And it looks as though we're going to hear from Ann here. Isn't that Ann waving at you?
Yes. Hi. It's going to be old home waiting.
Yeah, everybody eats lunch here.
Ann.
I just heard. I bumped into Carol.
Well, do you approve or disapprove? We seem to be getting everyone's advice.
Sit down, Ann.
No, I'm meeting Jack. Do I approve? I not only approve, but I think it's very smart of you. You're getting out of that neighborhood just in time. Well, with 100 development houses going in, that'll mean a big shopping center. And think of the traffic.
A new development going in? Shopping center?
Well, that's what Jack heard.
I thought that's why you were so.
No, news to me.
Me too. My goodness, if that Mr. Clayton hears about that, he probably won't want to buy the
house. Get your coat on. I'll get the check.
Waiter!
Let's get back to my office right away and call Mr. Clayton.
Waiter!
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. With all the self-assurance of a four-leaf clover, CBS Radio's weekday evening program lineup promises good fortune night after night. With such expert fun makers as Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, and Rusty Draper on hand to entertain, listeners are really in luck. Amos and Andy have always been good company, but they're really at their best on CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall. Their jokes fly fast, and their tunes are bright. As a matter of fact, our Amos and Andy Music Hall is so inviting, many of America's most impressive entertainers drop by whenever they have time. Later each evening, Robert Q. Lewis and his gang offer another sure way to have fun. They like their music merry, and there's no end to the mischief they can dream up. Rusty Draper puts the accent on music, of course. However, his sense of humor is as deft as his way with a song. The combination of comedy and music makes CBS Radio's Rusty Draper Show a joy to hear. Listen for Amos and Andy, Robert Q., and Rusty Draper when they come this way on most of these same stations tonight.
For goodness sake, sit down, dear. Stop pacing up and down. It makes me nervous. Mr. Clayton will call when he gets back from lunch.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I have to laugh at you. One minute you don't want to sell the house, the next minute you can't sell it fast enough.
Tell you the truth, I don't know what's the best thing to do.
Well, actually, dear, we've heard the rumor about a development of 100 houses going up in our backyard practically for the last 8 years. Nothing has ever come of it.
Yes, that's true. There's certainly been nothing in the paper, and I haven't heard anything about it at the businessman club. I don't think it can be true. Joe would have known about it, and he said don't sell.
Yeah, I know. Of course, Fred thought you should.
Yeah. Golly, what to do, to sell or not to sell? That seems to be the question.
When I say let's forget the opinions of all our friends and decide ourselves.
Yeah. All right. Quick, what do you want to do?
Sell a house. You?
Yeah, sell. Now, why? Why did you say that?
Well, I know we bought the place because it was quaint and charming, but now I'm tired of hitting my head on that beam every time I go to the basement. I'm tired of doorknobs coming off in my hand. In fact, I'm tired of the doors coming off in my hand.
Yeah, well, the wood's going around the hinges.
Yeah.
You know why I want to sell?
What?
That fireplace. Blankety-blank fireplace. Not once have we been able to light a fire there that we haven't been smoked out.
That was what we fell in love with, too. Remember that fireplace? You had to have it.
No, brother, I've had it. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Well, here goes. Yeah, put him on.
Is it just mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello? Yes. Well, we've decided to accept your offer. Yeah. Well, good. Ah, yes, it is. It's a charming house, all right. So what? Oh, yes, it is. That fireplace is beautiful. But look, Mr. Clayton, in all fairness, I do think
dear,
I ought to tell you...
don't bother. He won't listen. We didn't. Now, don't spoil it for him.
Well... Yeah. Well, I can promise you that. You're going to have many wonderful, exciting evenings with that lovely fireplace.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. With Frank Maxwell as Fred, Nancy Sheridan as Carol, Joe Silver as Joe, Julie Lawrence as Anne, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.